Good afternoon. So it is with enormous sadness that I learnt this morning that at least Air New Zealand aircraft crashed in the Mediterranean overnight with five New Zealanders on board. On behalf of all New Zealanders, I'd like to express my sincere condolences to the friends, families and colleagues of the five New Zealanders now feared dead in the crash. As most of you are aware, I've been in touch with Air New Zealand's CEO, Rob Fyfe, to confirm that the New Zealand government is prepared to offer any and all assistance required in the immediate aftermath of this tragedy. I can confirm the following, that two officials from the New Zealand Embassy in Paris are due to leave for Perpignan in the next few hours to provide the ground assistance as required. I can also confirm that the Deputy Chief Investigator from the Transport Air Investigation Commission, Ken Matthews, is to head to the crash site to support the French investigation. The TAC's role will initially be as an observer, with the likelihood that their on-scene representative will be an active member of the inquiry. I just want to move on, if I can, for a moment to Mumbai and then Thailand, then come back and put any questions that you might have. Just in relation to Mumbai, obviously I've been following the situation very closely, and I was briefed when I got back yesterday. Last night, through the High Commission in Delhi, New Delhi, I sent a message to Prime Minister Singh to express New Zealanders' condolences and sympathy for the shocking attacks that took place in Mumbai. We join with others in the world in expressing our abhorrence at these terrorist acts. As a good friend of India, it's important at a time like this that we rally around to provide support. I'm advised by MFAT that there have been 156 inquiries from New Zealanders thought to be in Mumbai. 113 of those have been confirmed as safe and well, and we're still making inquiries in relation to the other 43, although not all of these are necessarily in Mumbai. We have High Commission staff now on the ground. To our consulate staff from New Delhi have gone. They understand that there were three New Zealanders in the hotels involved, one in the Taj, and he apparently is safe. Two, another couple in the Oberoi. Our consulate staff are in contact with them and they're in good shape at this point. Also in relation to Thailand, can I just make the following comments there, is that we're also watching that very closely. Our embassy is in contact with New Zealanders in Thailand. We don't think there's any need for concern for New Zealanders in Thailand at this point. It doesn't appear that foreign tourists are being targeted. But obviously, given the uncertainty and the uncertain security situation, New Zealanders in Thailand need to be careful and to keep themselves informed and to keep in touch with their family and friends if they have any concerns about their safety. You'll be aware that the East Asian Summit is to take place on the week of the 15th of December in Chiang Mai. At this point, you know, my officials are keeping in close contact with their counterparts in Thailand in relation to the arrangements for the summit. At this stage, there is no indication from the Thai government that the meeting would not go ahead, and on that basis, I'd still be planning to go. Well, I think at this point, there's a limited amount we can do. I mean, we're obviously sending our officials, you know, from our MFAT branch in Paris, they're going down to Perpignan, and TAC Deputy Commissioner is going. Well, look, obviously our condolences go to the families, and I think I speak for all New Zealanders when I say this is a great tragedy. We'll work with Air New Zealand and the families to help in any way that's appropriate, but at this stage we just, just our thoughts go to those families and friends involved. Well, look, if there is a service that's involved, if that's that occurs at some point in the future, then certainly the government would be represented and I may well go.
What have you been told about the likelihood of recovering the likes of the black box and about the extent of the investigation? Ken, if he's indicated today, it could actually take up 2 years and could be quite complex. What have you
I don't have any advice on that. I literally know the information that you probably know from Rob Fyfe, which is the plane was on its acceptance flight. It had been in the air for 2 hours. It was on its way back to Perpignan. At that point, it was due to go back up to Frankfurt and then be transferred to the New Zealand Register, both Air New Zealand and New Zealand Register. And obviously, at this point, we don't know what's caused the accident. We understand Airbus are obviously sending people from Toulouse, but we don't know anymore. Well, it's too early to tell how that will go. I mean, because this was a flight that's under the jurisdiction, European jurisdictions, on that basis, it's the French who are the lead investigators. But I think it's appropriate that TIAC are sending Ken Matthews. As I say, he initially will go as an observer, and observer status, and that's what the rules indicate. But it may well be that he can play a greater role.
Do you know if there's been any Air New Zealand involvement in maintenance prior to this flight, or was their involvement simply being on board to fly Frankfurt?
Look, I don't know in relation to that. My understanding is that this is sort of standard, the way these things work, is at a point at which you're taking an aircraft back once it's been leased, it goes through a whole series of things, and that's to ensure that the plane is in the condition that you leased it to the party involved. That, from Air New Zealand's point of view, this was sort of stock standard. They had one pilot, as I understand it. Our pilot was in the jump seat, but the plane was being flown by German pilots, both from XL. So there's nothing untoward or unusual about that set of circumstances.
Is there any concern, pretty pleasant point to touch on, but is there any concern about the image this will have for Air New Zealand?
Well, look, I think firstly it's important to understand that at the point at which this accident took place, the plane was still being flown and under the auspices, if you like, of the XL company and of foreign authorities. But, from Air New Zealand's perspective, I think Air New Zealand has a very proud and strong safety record. But this is a great tragedy, and at this point our thoughts with the families and friends of those who we fear may be dead.
On another matter, the Capital Market Development Task Force has written on cyber power urgent action by March in terms of loosening the rules really around companies being able to raise capital, or if it doesn't happen, the recession could be much worse. Are you open to those sorts of ideas?
Well, I haven't received any advice on that, but I mean, what I would say, one of the reasons why we felt very strongly that the wholesale bank deposit guarantee scheme was necessary was because of the situation that without lending taking place and without businesses being able to access capital, then obviously that would have a dramatic impact on the recession and how deep the recession could cut in. So obviously we would be concerned if that was proven to be a major problem. We're monitoring that situation, but the wholesale guarantee, I think, does provide quite a lot of assurances that our banks will be able to raise capital and hopefully lend that. Now, the ultimate workings of the capital markets, we can work through that. But I don't have any advice on otherwise at this point. Okay, thanks very much.